Hallelujah. Without taking time, still in this atmosphere, I'd like to welcome my brother from Ghana. He's my brother from Ghana. Nothing can separate us, neither EPL nor Arsenal. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
Well, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. We don't take this moment for granted. Last year when I was here, I was single. The type of things Wolfberg can do. So I came to Wolfberg in January and in April we're married. God has just shown me mercy, and I want to thank God for that. I am so grateful to God. We got married. My wife is called Gina. Call her Gina. It's a blessing and a gift. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God glory right now. Give God glory. Can we give Jesus a better praise in the house right now? Hallelujah. What an awesome atmosphere. I want to stand on the existing protocol and honor our big brother, the convener of this gathering, the one and only Pastor Paul Jew. What God, like Nicodemus said to Jesus, a man cannot do these things except the Lord be with him. When you look at what is happening, a man cannot do this thing except the Lord be with you. And it's evident that the Lord is with Pastor Paul Jew and our first lady. I really don't want to talk about football. The anointing is heavy. I don't want to be carnal. But like you said, I want to be very humble because God resists the proud. Especially when tonight there is a match, I just want to place everything in the hands of God and ask God to show mercy. There's a long journey ahead, and I do not want to. Seriously, I'm going to be very quiet until the season is over. As many of you are, haven't sung any song on Arsenal this season. I've been very quiet, even though it seems like we're doing well. Our enemies are many. Many they be that say of our soul. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for us, our glory and the lifter up of our head. You are not clap your hands right now. You are not adding a shout to your clap. Amen. Amen. I when the car and a protocol was talking about this is a good time for me to be speaking here because Liverpool seems to be down. And I'm not going to follow up as Apostle J did last year. And I mean, the man really stressed me out. I'm not going to follow that. I'm going to be prayerful. I'm going to be humble. I'm serious. Something must give this season. Something must give. So that's about that. Please take your seat. Okay, so Matthew chapter 24 and the verse number 14. Matthew 24 and the verse number 14. Bible says, we read together aloud, one to go. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall come, or the end shall come. I see Wolfberg as African Union, our United Nations of the gospel right now. This is where we all come before we start the year. Pastors, preachers, ministers, and even if I was not invited, it's a place I love to be, because that is where you come and get positioned and set and ready for your year. So your year have actually not started unless you have attended Wolfberg. Wolfberg starts our year, it starts our season, it sets us ready for the year. And the theme for this year is Thy Kingdom Come. Very deep, profound, and powerful, because I believe that for the many houses that are prophetic houses, usually the Lord will confirm with the same words. And we have declared back in Ghana, in our church, 2026, the year of the gospel. And it's so connected to the kingdom. And it's very deep and very prophetic. And I pray that we live here with a deeper understanding of what the kingdom is. The Bible teaches us that life is lived or moved according to times and seasons. And when I say is a General Assembly of pastors or our African Union, I mean it. So I came here with my pastors. Guys, come sit down. Came here with my pastors. Because some of my pastors, some are here. Because we don't take what bet lightly. Life, thank you God, life is lived in times and season. Ecclesiastes says, to everything there is what? A season and a time to every purpose. That is why it's important for us to understand that purpose is revealed through time. And every time, everything unfolds through seasons. That is why the scripture highlights the sons of Issachar. That the Bible said they were men of understanding. They understood the times and the season, and they knew what Israel ought to do. Understanding gives you clarity. Understanding, time gives you clarity. Understanding seasons gives you direction. When people miss what God is doing in their life, often it's because, not because God is silent, but it's because they miss a season. They refuse to adjust to a season. Times and seasons are powerful. And any time you miss these moments of times and season, life begins to turn upside down. There are many who, it's not because God is not with them, but it's because they are refused to adjust to understand times and season. A story of a young girl who was a princess, that the father was a king, and the father says to the kingdom that the daughter could run. She was such a great athlete. And said, whoever that can, I'll run my daughter in a race. I'll give my daughter to marry. And the father was so sure of the daughter that she said, whoever that can, I'll run my daughter, I'll give my daughter to marry. And there was an old man in this camp, very, very old, believed to be sick. He stood up and says, I'll beat your daughter. The old man was so sure. People didn't understand, but the king said, let the race start. The old man had discovered that the daughter likes apples. So gathered many apples and set a race. And as soon as the race started, pow, the old man deployed his strategy. His strategy was to throw apples to distract this girl. And as the race started, the old man started throwing apples. So the girl will leave the race and go and pick the apple. He will throw and the girl will leave the and pick the apple. He will throw and the girl will go back and pick the apple. By the time everybody opened their eyes, the old man had finished the race and had won the race. The old man did not win because he was a faster runner. The old man won because he deployed
strategy, a distraction in the season of this young girl. There are many that at the time that you are supposed to run, you are picking apples. Many have refused to focus, to understand what time it is. That instead of you running your race, instead of you focusing on what God has set before you, the enemy has hijacked your season of running into picking apples. And I don't know who I came to talk to right now, that purpose reveals time. Time is of no use until purpose is manifest. When we say it is President Tinubu's time, President Trump's time, President Muhammad's time, if purpose is not revealed, if life are not transformed, if Nigeria does not change, then there was no time. Time reveals purpose. It is purpose that makes times meaningful. The problem with many of us is that we have not adjusted to what God is doing right now in this time. The Bible does not allow us to face time with fear that here comes another 2026, another year, what's going to happen? No, the Bible encourages us to face time with confidence, with audacity, with boldness, that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. He crowns the year with his goodness. We are bold. We are facing 2026 with audacity, with confidence, because God will crown 2026 with his goodness. We understand what time it is. We are not scared. We are not talking about, we are growing. We are facing 2026 with confidence, with audacity, with boldness, because this is the year the Lord has made. Please follow me. Follow me. Watch this. God sends people into season with something. God will never send you into a season with nothing. Any season God sent you in, he sends you into a season with substance. The problem, many of us, is that we don't even know what time it is. We don't even know what season it is. We are yet to understand what season we are in. Every season that God sends you, he sends you with substance. That is why transition is important. Because between transition, God deposits stuff in your spirit. And what a prophetic time for weather to happen. In January, the beginning of the year, this is transition time. We gather for transition. We gather to shift. We gather to adjust. We gather to make spiritual shifts into what next God has destined for the church. We gather from all over the world, from Ghana, from Uganda, from Nigeria, from around the world. It is transition time. Watch this. Governments will tell you that during the time of transition, anything can happen. When one government change and another government comes, between the change of one government to another government, a lot can happen. That is what happens at transition is that governments hand over to another government. Government releases new document, new information, new assignment, where things are to another government. We are in a transition from 2025 into 2026, and we come to Warburg to receive divine information, revelation, download for what God has destined in the next year. That's why we come to Warburg, so that God can deposit in our spirits, in our soul, what next God is about to do. I don't know why you are at Warburg, but I come to Warburg for supernatural download. I come to Warburg for divine infusion. I come to Warburg for divine impartation. I come to Warburg to receive faith and power and fire. Whatever that's required for the next season is being downloaded now. That's why we come to Warburg.
Warburg is a transition moment, a moment of shifts. Do you mind telling somebody, say, shift it? Give somebody a knock, say, something is shifting right now. Say, God, in this season, right now, has sent many men of God back to back to back to back to back. What are they doing?
They are giving you divine infusion, divine revelation, divine impartation to transition you into what next God has in store for you.
Warburg is very prophetic. I don't know whether many of you fully understand what is happening here. What is happening here? It's not normal. One government is going, another government is coming. 1 year goes, another year is here. 2025 is buried. Welcome to a new season. What is happening? You are receiving substance for the year. Revelation for the year. And guess what? And guess what? And guess what? What God is downloaded in this season is a kingdom. I want to take the dimension of the kingdom preaching, and I want to zero in on the message of the kingdom, which is the gospel. I don't know, but if you are very prophetic, if you stay in the spirit, if you have a bit of a flow in the realms of the spirit, you understand that like never before, we need to rise up as a church to preach the message of the gospel, the message of the kingdom. There's been all kinds of stuff going on. There's been all kinds of bombardment. There's been all kinds of satanic orchestration to silence the voice of the gospel, the voice of the kingdom. Jesus came to preach the gospel of the kingdom, the power of the kingdom, the gospel. And tonight I came to speak about the gospel. What word is God giving us in this season? God is bringing the church back to the place of the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. My God, please work with me. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? The gospel. When will he say the gospel? What do we mean by the gospel? The gospel comes from the Greek word euangelion. It means good news announced after a decisive victory. Good news announced after a decisive victory. That is the gospel, not an advice. The gospel is not an advice. The gospel is not self-improvement. The gospel is not moral efforts. The gospel is an announcement. What is that announcement? Mark 1:4. Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom, saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. The gospel announces that God has stepped into human history through Jesus Christ, dealt with sin, defeated death, opened the door to new life. That is the gospel. The gospel is an announcement that Jesus has stepped into human history. And the word history simply means his story. His story. Jesus has stepped into your story. My story, our story. Jesus has come into history of humankind and dealt with sin, defeated death, and has opened the door to new life. Charles Spurgeon said, the gospel is not a doctrine of tongue, but life. Watch this. When the Spirit calls in the gospel of the kingdom, it is teaching about the gospel not only as good news of forgiveness, but also the good news about the reign of God, the reign of Christ being restored. The gospel is not just the good news of forgiveness. The gospel talks about the restoration of the reign of Christ. When God reigns in our lives, the gospel is preached. The gospel is the rule, the government, the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is when God, when Christ rules, reigns, he has dominion, authority over your life. That is the gospel. The forgiveness and the governance of Christ in your life. Jesus used the Greek word basileia for the kingdom. Basileia does not primarily talk about deal with territory. It means reign. It means authority. Basileia means active rule, kingdom. So the gospel of the kingdom is the announcement that God's authority has entered history through Jesus Christ, and that everyone who believes is brought under the rule of Christ. To believe the gospel is not only to agree with the message, but it means to enter into the government of Christ. The last time I checked, when one government comes and another government comes, there's a shift. Many years ago when I came here, the picture at the airport was not President Tinubu. The picture at the airport was President Buhari. But when government change, even pictures are removed. You cannot come under the rulership of the gospel and nothing changes in your life. It is impossible. It is impossible to live a kingdom life and there are no changes in your life. It is impossible for us to walk in the power of the kingdom and there's no changes in your family, in your walk with God, in the office, wherever you find yourself. The gospel means new government, new rule, changes begin to take place. The gospel is a change of new government. That a new government has entered. Colossians says, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his, yes, other verses say, the kingdom of his son and his love. Salvation forgives, but it also transfers. It removes from us the authority and places us under one another authority. The gospel, Jesus Christ preached the gospel. And when he preached, things happen. Smile and tell somebody, whenever the gospel is preached, things begin to happen. I can't feel it. Come on, I just, whenever the gospel is preached, things begin to happen. 2026, the greatest things of your life is about to take place. Christ is about to do that which only Christ can do. Let me hear you shout, yes! Watch this. Watch this. Hold it. Hold it. Jesus preached the gospel. And what happened? But see, when Matthew 4:23 says, he went about teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sick and disease. In a world so sick, the gospel is the only medicine to the world. In a world so sick of all kinds of policies, ideas, systems, confusion, in a world that is so crazy, the gospel is the only medicine, the only antidote, the only power that will heal our disease. Follow me? Let's go. The gospel, Jesus preached, declaring freedom, healing, restoration, and the right effect of the gospel. The gospel was never a theory. The gospel was power in motion. The gospel has never been a theory. The gospel is power in motion. For this purpose, that the Son of Man was made manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. We destroy the works of the devil when we preach the gospel. Billy Graham says what? He says, the gospel is the only message that has the power to change human hearts. Jesus also taught that the kingdom advances through yeast. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 3, Jesus says, the kingdom is likened unto a woman that took and hid 3 measures of meal till it was all living. The flour was plenty, but when the yeast was placed in the flour, it changed the flour. I love the gospel. The gospel has the power to change. No matter how huge the flour was, the yeast changed the flour. The gospel is the only thing that can change life. The gospel is the only thing that can transform hardened, hard criminals. Jesus teaches that the gospel plants divine life within you that spreads through your desire, your decision, your relationship until the whole life rises. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. 2026, don't you dare be ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. When the gospel is received, condemnation is broken. There's now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after, but after the Spirit. When the gospel is received, identity is transformed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. My God, the gospel does not improve old life. The gospel gives new life. Watch this. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This means that the gospel establishes kingdom evidence inside. Righteousness governs your choices. Peace establishes your soul, and joy becomes your strength. The kingdom of this world works from outside in. The gospel works from inside out. Which is why many kingdoms tried, it didn't work. Think about the many kingdoms that have come. None of them have been able to change human beings. Think about the Babylonian kingdom, the Roman Empire, the Britannia ruled the waves. None of this kingdom, because for all these kingdoms, what they do is that they rule from outside. But really and truly, no matter what you do to people, human beings outside, until they are changed from within in the heart, nothing can happen. It's only the gospel of the kingdom that has planted a seed in your heart that begins to change. People are put in prison. People are put in prison. And what happens? Their movement are restricted, but their heart never change. You can restrict the movement of people, but you can never change their heart without the gospel. It's only the gospel that does not restrict your movement, but it changes your heart, and your heart changes your movements. Whenever we preach the power of the gospel, we are not talking about putting people in prison. We are talking about the power that's able to transform hearts. Because true change starts from within and it comes out. The gospel is like the yeast. When you place it in the flour, it changes the flour in no time. I love that. And hear me, church. The gospel is not only to those who are being preached. The gospel has a connection to those who carry it. And that's why I come to you. The gospel does not stop at those who receive. The gospel is also linked to those who carry it. Acts chapter 1 verse 18 says, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall become witnesses. Smile and tell someone, say 2026, you are going to be a witness. Come on, give somebody a knock. Say 2026 is your year of witness. Say, all eyes will know that you are the carrier of the gospel. Come on. Say, every eyes will see it. That when you show up, there will be lights. 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 Watch this. Let me preach this now. Hear me. The gospel It's not only to those who it is preached to. The gospel is not only to those who are to repent. The gospel is also to those who carry it. And when you are a carrier of the gospel, the Bible says you become a witness. You become a first eyewitness. God makes you a witness. The reason why many of you people are not interested in your gospel is that you are not a witness of it. You don't look like it. You don't look like anything you are preaching. You don't look like anything you are talking about. The gospel makes you a witness in the high places. It makes you a witness wherever you find yourself. And I know who I'm talking to right now, but God is making you a witness of the gospel. It means you testify about the gospel. You talk about the gospel because you have tested it. You have experienced it. You have encountered it. You've handled the power of what the gospel can do in your life. The gospel. The last time I checked, for those who are designers, who were designers for companies, they wear the designers and they walk on the runway and they say that this is how it feels like wearing Gucci. They testify about Gucci. You can never talk about something you have not ever tested. Many are trying to talk about the gospel. They have not experienced themselves. The Bible says you shall be what? A witness. Then the scripture said, behold, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Behold, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. My God, help me to help somebody today. Tell somebody, God is making your feet beautiful. In other words, you become the ambassador of the gospel. In other words, your office, you handle the office that changes life. Behold, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Watch this. Feet represent movements. Feet represent direction. Feet represent authority. Feet represent territory. When the Bible says, behold, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the good news, it means that God says, when you are the carrier of the good news, I make your movement beautiful. I make your direction beautiful. I make your territory beautiful. I make your authority beautiful. In other words, nothing can stop those who are the carriers of the gospel. I am yet to know any devil in 2026 that can stand your way, because your feet are beautiful. Watch this. Watch this. And God said, I make your feet beautiful. In the olden days, feet were not beautiful. So when the Bible said, behold, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good news. He was speaking deeply than this, the surface of that word. Because in the olden days, because people walk barefooted, and they walk long hours. There were no car and days and years and months. Their feet were never clean. Their feet were dirty. Their feet were not beautiful. Their feet were not cool. Their feet were not nice. But the Bible says, those who are the carriers of the gospel, their feet are beautiful. Because why? You bring good news. Watch this. In wartime, the carrier of good news in wartime, the receiver of the news does not mind whether you are sweating or you are dirty or you are clean. Once you bring good news, in wartime,
you are received once you bring good news. And the Bible says, once you carry good news, your feet are no longer dirty. Death and filth is no longer related to you. You carry good news because your presence, when you show up, lives transform. When you show up, good news is released. The Bible says what? As cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Once upon a time, the Jews had good news, but we have good news. And I hear the Jews says, behold, how beautiful at the feet of those from Nigeria that bring good news. I hear the word say, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. In other words, those in Israel, those in America that once upon a time brought us good news, they were near, but now we are coming from far, but we are carrying the good news of the gospel. Something is shifting where the global gathering of good news is coming from a far country. Hallelujah. We that once upon a time were far, now we bring the good news. Your feet will be beautiful. 2026, I don't know where you want to get to in life, but God is anointing your feet. God is giving you access. God's giving you open doors. God's open doors. You're not clapping your hands well. Come on, shout now and say yes. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Behold how beautiful are the feet of them. It means that every move you make, there'll be access. Everywhere you look at me, you are not going there because of you. You are going there because you carry good news. You're not here. You're not. When you get there, the Lord picked me up. The Lord picked me up from a place called Akimoda in Ghana. Not Accra. Akimoda. In the eastern part of Ghana. And picked me. And I carry good news from Akimoda to Accra, to America, to the White House. Watch this. I didn't go to the White House because I'm a lawyer. I went to hide because my feet are carrying the news the Americans need. I declare for you today, doors are all, you are going to go places that will blow your mind because you are the carrier of the good news. Come on, shout and say yes. Please sit down and let me now be prophetic. Tell somebody, doors are opening for you. Come on, say doors. Come on, say doors. Can you hold the hand of a friend and say doors are open? Mighty doors, bigger doors, massive doors. They will open for you because you are carrying good news. They will open for you because you got the word, you got the message, you got the answer, you got the law. Are you clap your hands right now? Come on, shout and say yes. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. I want you to now stay prophetic and tell the person, doors are opening, doors are opening. Say 2026. Say 2026. Say access. Say access. Say access. Say I am going there. I'm sitting there. I'm stepping there. I will be there. I will go there. The doors will open because my feet are beautiful. Because I am carrying good news. Come on, shout and say yes. I step. Watch this. I step in the White House. Give me a tour of the White House. Praying for people who matter. Not because I'm black. From Africa. I'm too short for that. I'm not that educated. I'm not that smart. But I carry good news. Watch this. When you carry good news, I don't care what door it is. Watch this. The Bible says the king's son had died in battle. David sat at home and sent messengers and said, report to me what is happening in battle. I need to know. Joab said to Ahimaaz, today the king's son is dead. You shall not bear news
I answered, I will still bear news. Today, Kushi must bear news. I answered, no, I got to go and bear news. Joab said, okay, you can go. He sent Kushi first. Kushi runs and runs and runs and runs. I might have said, I'll soon chase. He's such a fast runner. He runs and runs and runs and bypass Kushi. And gets to the king. And the king said, I see that the running of the first man is like Ahimaaz, son of Zadok. He bringeth news, let him come. And the Bible says, the king allowed him to talk. He gained access, thinking he got good news. Open your mouth. What did you see at battle? I saw a great tumult, but I wasn't sure what is this. I'm not sure. The king said, stand aside. Let the Kushi come. 2026. Anyone that has gone ahead of you, by the force of your good news, they will stand aside. They will stand aside. They will stand aside. They will stand aside. They will stand. Come on, rise up and shout and say, yes. The king said, the king says, these are not days to play. These are not days to lie. These are not days to preach what you have not encountered. These are not days to tell stories. These are not days to speak enticing words on man's wisdom. These are not days to speak just anyhow. These are the days of the power of the gospel. Stand aside. The king told him, if you got no good news, you better stand. I can't feel your voice. You better stand louder. You better stand. Come on, give some houses. They will stand aside. 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 Watch this. Watch this. Can I be prophetic right now? Can I be prophetic right now? Any typology of Ahimaaz who have used manipulations, machinations, lies, evil plotting, and has gone ahead of you in that office, in that company, in that new assignment in 2026, I stand on the authority of the gospel and I declare they will stand up. Come on, say yes. The king said, it is none of him that will it, nor of him that run it, but it is God that showed mercy. The race is not for the sweet, nor battle to the strong, but time and chance. 2026 is your time, is your chance. Come on, say yes. The king said, Kushi, come. Wow, Kushi is a man with a dark skin. Kushi means the black guy. Can I be a little bit continental? Can I be a little bit black African? That 2026, Africa will rise up again. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. There is no, the largest gathering of black people in the world is Nigeria. It is not a coincidence that we have gathered here at Wolfberg. I believe our rising starts from this place. Amen. I believe that many have gone ahead of us. Many have taken advantage of us. We have been reduced, ridiculed, embarrassed. We never had good news. It's been bad news from Africa back to back. But after 2026 Wolfberg, I declare right now is a season for the man with the black skin to rise up again. Can I get a rising up now? Come on, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. This
This is what I want you to do. I want to hold the hand of a friend and shake the hand and say, they will stand aside. 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 In your ministry, in your calling, in your destiny, in your purpose, in your assignment, 2026, they will. They will. They will. They will. They will.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 27, let's exhaust it and let's pray. 2 Samuel 18, 27. And the watchman said, me thinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz was so known that the king could see, the watchman could see his running from afar. People are skilled in what they do, eh? People are good. But these are not the days of flesh. These are not the days of might, nor power. These are not the days of thinking aloud. These are not the days of speaking enticing words of man's wisdom. Me thinking, the running, put the scripture back, of the foremost is like Ahimaaz, son of Zadok. And the king said, he's a good man. And come with good new, good tidings. These are not the days of good man. Because see, good is less godly. Good is very relative. People, good in America is not good in Africa. Are you with me at all? That's why people make laws based on their own mindsets. So the king said, he's a good man. But these are not the days of being good on your strengths. These are the days of the gospel, of the good news, the real good news. Next verse, sir. Let's go to the next verse. Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down on the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the God, the Lord, the God, the Lord, thy God, which had delivered up the men that lifted up their hands against my lord, the king. Next verse. And the king said, is a young man Absalom safe? Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant, me and the servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. And the king said unto him, turn aside. Let me tell you something. Some have gone ahead of you. Some have been skillful. Some have been very smart. Some have better education. Some are very, very eloquent. Some are very connected. Some are known in the system. Those are the people you are up against in 26. But I hear the king said, stand aside. Why? Because they don't carry good news. Behold, how beautiful are the feet on the mountain of those who bring good news. Watch this. Give me the next verse. The next verse said, let's go. The next verse said, the next verse, let's go. The next verse said, and behold, Cushi came and said, tidings, my lord, the king, for the Lord, had avenged thee this day all them that rose up against thee. Watch this. With ease, with grace, Cushi delivered the message. When you carry the gospel, it's not stress. With ease, you will deliver your assignment. With ease, you will finish. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but the gospel is not only for those who receive, but for those who carry it. I declare today, tables will shift in the office. Amen. You're not here. Positions will change. Address will change. Stories will change. Money will change. Power will change. Receive it right now. Rise up and shout and say yes. Watch this. I heard this word. Power will change hands. Money will change hands. Influence will change hands. Favor will change hands. Access will change hands. Miracles will change hands. Because somebody is about to be asked to stand aside. Watch this. Some people will resign after this conference. I declare by the power of the gospel right now, let doors open for you now. Say yes. I've stood in places in my life when I've asked myself, Gideon, what are you doing here? And I'm wondering how I got here. And I remembered, the good news makes your feet beautiful. It gives you access, authority, movement, advancements, going forward. 2026, watch your pastor. He keeps on going forward and going forward and going forward. And let me announce you, you ain't seen anything yet. Because when you carry good news, access shall be given to you. Every barrier, every stronghold, every resistance, every opposition, by the power of the good news of the gospel, we go places. We change the world. The Bible says that these are the men who have turned the city upside down. Who am I talking to today? The gospel is not a joke. It has power to open doors, transform. I see God making you a witness. I see God make you a mighty witness. I see God opening massive doors for you right now. Will you rise up to your feet? Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet and lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, say 2026, they will stand aside. They will stand aside. They will stand aside. They will stand aside. Say yes. Lift up your hands. Lift it up. Lift it up all over this place. Say, Father, I can't hear. Say, Father, by the voice of the good news, I declare doors are open. 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 Lift up your hands. Lift your hand. Just 1 minute. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Karakusaya. Whoever that has disadvantaged you in the journey, whoever and whatever that has blocked you, opposed you, resisted you, I hear the king says, not men, not political power, the king. I hear the Lord said, let them stand aside for you. Receive the favor right now. Receive the glory now. Receive it right now. Come on, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Karasuki paramakutaya. Lift on, come on, speaking out of tongues. Open your mouth. Rakobosaya. You are going places. You are going places. You are going there. Your feet are beautiful. Your feet are beautiful. You will go there. You will get there. You will access it. You will surely go there. You can't be stopped. You can't be blocked. You can't be opposed. Lift up your voice in prayer. Korosika. Lift your hands. 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 Tomorrow, I have one more session. I want to turn into prophetic a bit. But lift your hands. Say, Father. Say, my feet are anointed. Say, 2026. Say, I step there. Say, I go there. Say, I am a career of the gospel. I'm a career of good news. Say, the king needs me. And because the king needs me, doors are opening for me. Are you clapping your hands right now? Are you shouting now? Are you screaming now? Say it!